One year after Hurricane Sandy, there's still cleanup going on. The fingerprints of God are showing in Papua New Guinea, and in China, the trainers are training the next generation of trainers. Stay tuned to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been almost a year since Hurricane Sandy ravaged the U.S. East Coast. Mark Lewis, director of EFCA's Reach Global Crisis Response, says the recovery process is a mixed bag. For some families, everything's back to normal.
The reality, though, is that there are still thousands of families that are stuck.
Sandy left damage amounting to over $50 billion. Reach Global sending people regularly to share the gospel as they help rebuild lives. Sign up through a link at our website.
We're in it for the long haul. Our focus is on the disciple making, and that's not a short-term process.
Sandy's one-year anniversary will bring anxiety for many.
There will be lots of memories. There's an element of sort of reliving the trauma, reliving the experience.
Pray for an overwhelming abundance of hope.
That the tangible presence of God would be felt by folks that are stuck.
Next, according to the United States Census Bureau, Islam is growing in the country. Between 2000 and 2010, Islam grew 66%, while mosques increased 74%. What are Christians doing to reach out to them? Founder and president of the Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, says Christians need to listen to Jesus.
Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." Jesus is asking us to shine our light. Today, more than ever, Muslims see that they are in darkness. Muslims, for the first time, we're seeing them ask questions.
Christians don't know how. That's why the Crescent Project is holding their Oasis Conference in the Dallas, Texas area next week. Masri says the training is highly effective.
3 out of 4 who come to our training have never shared the gospel with Muslims. However, after they go through the training, 74% of them get involved and reaching Muslims.
A conference link can be found at our website. If you can't go, get his ebook, which can also be found there. This is Mission Network News. It's going to be a long road to recovery for the Philippines. The region suffered a massive quake 8 days ago near the Cebu area. Full recovery could take years given the slow government response. An Operation Mobilization Ministry team is based in Cebu. Their team was the first on the scene. Disaster training made sure that they were prepared. The greatest needs at the moment are water, food, medicine, and shelter. The team appreciates your fervent prayers. There's more at our website. We turn next to Papua New Guinea, where graduation's a big deal. It is anyway, but when you consider 95 inmates graduating from a Bible study program, the implications are much bigger. Crossroad Bible Institute's International Director Sandra Rock says it's a fairly new program run by CB Australia. As with any new thing, it had a few bugs to work out.
There was a language difficulty because English is not their first language. They started with Manga Messiah, and now they're working their way through Tier 2, which is more advanced courses.
Students stuck with it. As word of their success spread, so did inmate interest in the discipleship program. Now,
we have 3 classes for Tier 2, and these students continue to grow on the knowledge of Christ.
Financial support plants the seeds with the program. Prayer makes it grow. Join the CB team and pray.
Encouragement for instructors is always important. Encouragement for students that they continue their studies, that they can grow in their spiritual life.
Crossroad can always use instructors. We'll connect you at our website. And a China partner team is in Jiyang City this week for pastoral training. There are over 100 church leaders who have come from across Guangdong province to be equipped in Christian counseling and leadership. There's a lot of excitement as teachers share new gospel tools. Ask God to provide opportunities for the students to become the teachers. Remember to pray for the team as they pour themselves into the next few days of teaching. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You sometimes disappoint God with your best gift. Mission Network News will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He tells us in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God is there ready to use us. Get your copy with your gift of any amount at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Hill.